If you have a physical or a spiritual need today, you can call 882-7360. Or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy the needs of the people who may call in, then you can call 882-7360. It's my vision, my hope, and my prayer that when people call in and express some needs that they have, whether it be for food or clothing or shoes or whatever needs that they have, that the people can call in, and then others who call in and say, hey, I have extra of what I have and I'd like to give and to satisfy those needs, that we can match up the needs and we can match them up to people who are willing to give so that both can receive a blessing from the Lord. I had some prayer requests, some folks that called in this afternoon that was wanting me to request prayer of y'all out there in Radio Land. Geraldine Hampton called for herself and her mom. Geraldine will be having her hip replaced this Wednesday at 1:30 at Park West Hospital, and it's a blessing to talk to her because she knows that God can put another joint in there without the doctor's help. And she says that even though God hasn't done it yet, that she will continue to pray and believe God up to the point the doctor puts that blade to her. She was just telling me how she believes that when they cut her open, the doctors could just be amazed to find that the hip joint has already been repaired. And I tell you what, friends, it takes faith to believe something like that. Now, her mother is Zola Adkins, and she is out in Johnson's nursing home with a sore throat, and she's believing God for a miracle in her life as well, that God will heal her. And you know, it's important, before we pray, let me quote a scripture verse or two. It's important that when we pray, we have faith to believe that God will satisfy the needs in our life. James chapter 1, starting in verse 6, says, "Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man," the man that doubts, "let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord." My friend, if you doubt, you might as well not even pray, because the Bible says if you doubt, if you waver, if your faith wavers, that you just might as well, you won't receive anything from the Lord. But, you know, if you do believe, if you do have faith that God can meet the needs in your life, then you can receive some of the blessings that God has promised. David of old said in Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases." My friend, if you've got faith, and you've got faith to believe that God will supply that need, my friend, he will do it for you. So let's pray today for all those out there that might have needs today, and let's pray for these special requests for Geraldine Hampton and for Zola Adkins. Father, dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the blessings, dear Lord, that you've given us this day, for the rain, for the sunshine. And dear Lord, I thank you for these precious people, dear Lord, who believe you and believe your word and believe you are a God who will satisfy the needs that they have. Dear Lord, I pray today for Geraldine and for Zola and for all the other people out there that's under the sound of my voice, Father, that's listening and that's hearing this faith broadcast this day, Father, because I know that you can satisfy. Father, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we hope and ask, Father. And dear Lord, I pray that this day, Father, even as we ask, Father, I pray that you would move on the people tonight, Father, who have asked prayer, dear Lord, that you would move on the Christians tonight, that you would move on these others who have needs, Father, and dear Lord, you would satisfy by your mighty hand, Father. We ask in faith, believing, without our faith wavering or doubting, Father, because we know that you can supply these needs. And for this reason, we do ask you tonight, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning I was speaking on, starting a message on idols, and time ran short, and I didn't get a whole lot of time to speak about it. It's a very important subject, and I'd like to speak a little bit more on it tonight, as this is the direction the Lord has led us into. Let's turn over to Exodus chapter 34, and we'll begin reading in verse 12. Exodus 34, starting with verse 12. The Bible says, "Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be a snare in the midst of thee." Now this morning I was reading out of Exodus where God warned the children of Israel that when they were going into the new land that God had given them, that they were going to have to drive out the heathen that were in the land and get them to get rid of their idols and to break the altars that they had put up to these false gods. And he said, and here God tells through Moses the people, he tells them not to let any of those people remain, that if they do, it will be a snare in the midst of them. Verse 13, but ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves, for thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. My friend, if the Lord has saved you, he wants your worship. He wants your praise. He wants you to give him the glory for everything that you have in your life. And he wants you to be a witness for him. I was saying this morning how we are supposed to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. And I didn't get a chance to explain what that means, but see, Jesus died. He was our sacrifice. He is the reason that we can go to God. And in return for that divine sacrifice, we are supposed to sacrifice our own selves, our own wills. And what that means is we're supposed to follow after the Lord Jesus Christ and do the will of his Father, who is our Father, who has saved us. Because when we go forth and we give to the needy and give to those that have needs, we're doing the will of our Father. When we decide that we're not going to put idols up in our lives and put these things before God, then we are serving the Almighty God. We have to be strong in the Lord enough to say no to the world and say yes to Jesus and say yes to God's will. But we're not supposed to make a covenant. We're not supposed to compromise with the devil, my friend. In verse 15 it says, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice to their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. My friend, if you start compromising with the world, and you say, well, you know, I'll associate with you, but, you know, I just won't you know, go along with what you say, and I won't, you know, sacrifice to your gods, or I won't partake of those things that you've set up as idols. My friend, if you start compromising with the devil and you give in every now and then to the world, my friend, the Bible says that one of these days they're going to sacrifice to their God. And then they're going to get you to go along with it. And back then, this, you know, was literal sacrifices of animals and literal worship of idols, like the idol of Baal. But today, my friend, this could be something like if you go along with your friends and you go out to some party maybe, and they decide they're going to drink some booze, or they decide they're going to smoke a joint. My friend, you can associate with them, but eventually their peer pressure or some form of pressure from the devil will get you to partake of that thing. Because if they're putting that joint, or they're putting that beer or booze, or they're putting whatever in front of the Lord, if they're putting that thing first, my friend, they've made an idol of it. Whether it be a cigarette, a Coca-Cola, or whatever it is, my friend, they have made that thing an idol because they can't do without it. They have to have it, and they just have to keep going after it. My friend, if something that you have in your life, you've put it in front of God, if you can't go to the house of God and worship with a clear conscience because you've put something in front of God, my friend, you need to get that thing out of your life. My friend, the church was set up, and it's in the New Testament where it says that the church was set up for the perfecting of the saints. When you get saved, my friend, you don't immediately become perfect. We have to strive for that perfection. We have to strive to be perfect before our Lord God. We have to strive for the righteousness, but realizing all the time that we can't be righteous in ourselves, but righteousness, just like salvation, comes by faith. And yet we still need to strive for perfection. We still need to strive for a perfect relationship and perfect service to our Lord God. My friend, if you have been out in the world and you have been partaking in these things and you realize that you have drifted away from God, or, you know, you realize now that your relationship, your walk with God is not as close as it once was. Friend, fellow Christian, my brother or sister, all it takes is repenting to the Lord God. It takes repentance, genuine, a change of heart. In the heart, you need to change, and you need to ask God that, hey, say, hey, Lord, I want to change. Say, hey, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done, and I want to come closer to you. And, you know, the Bible says, if you draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. But here in 2 Chronicles, here is a verse that is very important. It's very real. Because even though it's in the Old Testament, it still applies today. We'll start reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting with verse 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. But now here's what God says to Solomon, who has built the temple. In verse 13, he says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, God might send those things. God might send the pestilence, or he might cause a famine to happen, or he might cause the locusts to devour. That's what might have happened then. Of course, today it might be, you know, the devil trying to take all the money you earn, or the bill collectors coming by to put you in jail, or something happens that these things are coming up on you. And it might very well be caused by your own sin. It might very well be caused by those things that are wrong in your life. But, my friend, if you are willing to repent for those things for which are getting in the way of God, verse 14, God says, if my people, which are called by my name, that's the Christians, if you're called by the name of the Lord, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. My friend, our land needs some healing today, because there's churches that's collapsing under the weight of the devil, and only because their own sin are knocking out the timbers, my friend. We need to be on our knees. We need to humble ourselves and pray so that God will heal this land that we're in. I mean, when it comes to a day when a child can get cigarettes and a child can drink, and when a child can watch the pornography and things on the movie, when it comes to the point where people grow up with these things and then go out in the world and keep on them, when it comes to the point when God is taken out of the schools and evolution is put into the schools, when it comes to the point when these evils are overtaking the land, my friend, it's time that we repent, that we get on our knees, and we say, Lord, forgive me of my sins, so that the world may, you know, that you may heal the land that I live in. My friend, it's time we get serious with God. It's time that we get serious with our God and our walk with God. Now my times are running out, so I need to make a few announcements before I go. Now, you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church, where, I mean, it's in Harriman, in downtown Harriman, up on the hill behind the Robo Car Wash. Now, the regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Sunday evening at 7 p.m., and there's a prayer meeting every Friday night at 7 p.m. Now, this Sunday night, the Gospel Praisers will be, they're from Knoxville, and they will be singing at the church. And I just want to invite everyone to come out and enjoy a night of praise and fellowship with us now. But now, be sure. Now let me repeat an announcement I made at the very beginning. Now, this ministry, this radio broadcast is set up so that we can match the needs of the people to those people who want to give. Okay. I just had to read a note here for a second. This ministry is set up so that we can match the needs of the people to the people who want to give. Because, friend, if a Christian wants to give to God, and, I mean, this is one of the things that a Christian can do to follow after the Lord Jesus. I mean, he's willing to give of himself to offer, the Bible says, free will offerings. If the Christians are willing to give and do as the Lord Jesus Christ said, then they will be laying up treasures in heaven. But not only will they be getting treasures in heaven, my friend, but when they give to people who have needs, then they're ministering to them in different ways. The Bible says if a man is hungry and you just say, you know, be ye warmed and be ye filled and God bless you and everything, what good does it do if a man goes away hungry, or, you know, and you're not able to minister to that person? My friend, it's time we get serious with God and feed the people before we preach to them. Because then they'll have a full stomach, and then they won't have their mind on the world. They'll be able to listen to you. A person can't hear and can't take in things if they're hungry. If a person, you know, if the needs of the body aren't satisfied, then how can a person receive the needs for their own soul? My friend, it's time we get serious with God and we help these people that's out in the county. And this note that I was just reading a few minutes ago is, there's a man called in a little while ago and says he needs food. He lives in Harriman. And I have his phone number. Now, if anybody out there, any Christian or anybody who wants to give and satisfy this need, if you will call me at home, 882-7360, then I will call this other person and say, hey, there's somebody out there who has food that they're willing to give to you. My friend, if you'll call in and you'll say, hey, I'll give food. I'll give you their address. I'll find their address and give it to you. Or if you'd rather, I'll come and pick it up and deliver it. I wish, I'd pray to God that nothing would pass through my hands. I wish that I would just get some calls and I would be able to hear some good reports. Say, hey, the Lord has satisfied a need that's been in my life. I would just wish that that I would just get good reports. I mean, I wish that I wouldn't have to anything pass through my hands. I want my hands free of it. I would prefer that the Christians be able to deliver. I mean, because that is the way that they can get the best blessing, is by being able to go ahead and give it one-on-one, a giver to a receiver, one who has and one who has not, one whom God has blessed already and one whom God is blessing now and is able to minister to that one. My friend, if you're a Christian out there and you feel that you can give and you can satisfy this need that has come in, my friend, I encourage you to call 882-7360. I'll be home in about 15 minutes and I'll get your message. I've got an answering machine. I'll get your message and I'll be sure and call you back and let you know that your need, that your willingness to give is appreciated both by this person and by God, my friend. Because when you give, God will write that down in His book of life. In the Psalms it says, you know, are not what we do recorded in the Lamb's book of life? That's in Psalms. I might do a teaching on that next week. But, my friend, it's important that we get serious with God and with His work, and we start helping these people, and we start ministering to the people who have needs. Don't forget to be praying for Geraldine Hampton and Zola Adkins, and don't forget that you are invited to come to the church. Tomorrow we're going to have service at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. And you're invited to come. Well, it's about time for me to go. Actually, it's a little past time for me to go. So let me just remind you to keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.